Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless you, we magnify your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all you have done for us, all you are doing, all you set to do for us. And we say glory, honor, adoration be unto you and to you alone. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands, and we pray, Lord, that indeed it will bring forth salvation of souls, it will bring forth healing, it will bring forth deliverance, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you, we exalt you, we magnify you. Thank you, Father, thank you, Son, thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, once again, you are welcome to your favorite program and always give me joy to be with you every week. And I pray that indeed your journey today will bring forth the transformation in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be sharing with us what I titled, Jesus Says, Come Unto Me. Jesus is calling you, he say, come unto me. And I pray indeed you will answer him this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55, I'm going to read from verse 1 to the end. Say, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, ear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant. My steadfast, sure love for David. Before I made him a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that do not know you shall run to you in the name of Jesus, because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. The Lord will glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus. In verse 6, it says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. May the Lord grant you the grace to seek him while he may be found. As you call unto him, he will hear you in the name of Jesus. Verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for we abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not yours, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from the heaven, and do not return there, but waters the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the things which I send. For you shall go out in joy, you will go out in joy, and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of thorns shall come cypress, instead of briars shall come the myrtle. And he shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. brothers and sisters, the text that we read, he said, come, everyone who is thirsty. This is a clarion call for all of us, those who are thirsty. Brothers and sisters, you need to be thirsty for you to want to drink water. No matter how good that water is, if you are not thirsty, you will not drink it. That is why you even find out that those who are really thirsty, even in the war zone, they don't even care whether the water is clean or not. They are ready to drink it. Brothers and sisters, the water the Lord is giving us now is the living waters, and is calling you and I to come and drink it. As you drink it, you will not thirst again. You may say you do not have a thirst for it right now. I pray that the Lord will release His grace upon you for you to be thirsty for His word in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of John, John chapter 7, reading from verse 7, it says, on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Jesus is calling unto you, let you be counted among those who are thirsty this day. Come to him and drink. He said, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of the living water. Let the rivers of the living water flow through your heart when you hearken to his voice right now that is calling you. Jesus is calling you, say, come and drink the water. He's ready to give you that living water. And as you respond to that call, as you yield to that call, you begin to experience the manifestation of the Spirit of God in your life in the name of Jesus. The text also tells us that you don't need to buy it. It'll be given to you. Say, come, buy it. See the Word of God. You see, when you are talking about buying there, I mean that you have to see the Word of God as a possession, as the truth that is ready to set you free. The Bible tells us in the book of John, John chapter 8, verse 32, it says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth is the Word of God. The truth is our Lord Jesus Christ. When you know Him, He's the only one that can set you free from all manner of captivity that you may be right now. He's the one who can deliver you. Hold on to Him. He's calling unto you. Say, come unto me. And when you respond to that call, He's ready to set you free. Every shackles, every chain that has held you bound, they shall be broken in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want you to know that He said, come and eat. When you eat the Word of God makes your way prosperous. The Bible tells us in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. I pray somebody will make his or her way prosperous this day in the name of Jesus. The Word of God will be engrafted in your heart. You will be able to live by the Word of God, and God will grant you that grace. Let the Word of God be like honey in your mouth. David speaking in the book of Psalms, Psalm 119, verse 103, say, how sweet are your word to my taste. Say, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Oh, let the Word of God be sweeter than honey in your mouth. In verse 104, say, though through your precepts I get understanding. You want understanding? That understanding is in the Word of God. That understanding, you can find it by going to Him. When He calls you, you answer Him. Say, through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Every way that is not of God, that is not of Jesus, is a false way. So for you to follow the right way, for you not to be led astray, you need to begin to eat the Word of God. You need to begin to meditate on the Word of God. You need to make the Word of God be like honey in your mouth. And as you do so, you'll be able to follow His precept, precept upon precept, and you will not miss your way in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, come and get this thing. You are going to get it free. You don't need to pay any price. Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ has already paid the price. The price of salvation has already been paid. You have been saved not by your deeds, but by the grace of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ came to save us. He came to redeem us. He came to reconcile us back to the Father. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary so that you and I can be redeemed, so that you and I can be reconciled back to the Father. You may say, I've committed so much sins that I can't imagine if anybody can forgive me. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is ready to forgive you. Just come unto him as you are. Come unto him. You don't have to remain that way. But when you come unto him, he has already paid that price. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, reading from verse 18, he said, knowing that you were ransomed. You see, you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver and gold, but with precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. You are rescued by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, that blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary, that blood that was shed for your sake, for my sake. So, hearken unto his call this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing we need to know is that why do you want to keep on wasting resources to look for joy, to look for happiness where you cannot find it? You can only get this thing by coming to Christ. The book of Isaiah chapter 49, Isaiah 49 verse 1 says, but I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my right is with the Lord, and my recompense with God. Your right is with God. Your recompense is with him. Why do you want to waste your resources on what cannot give you joy? It's Jesus that will give you joy. Go to him. Go to him. And then you will find that which you are looking for. You need to give ear and listen to what he says. Follow his instruction. You will never regret it. The book of John chapter 6, John 6 verse 27 says, do not work for food that perishes. Many of us are working for that, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God has set the seal. Do not work for food that perishes. Do not work for things of this world that perishes, but rather seek after Jesus, seek after him. Seek after him. When you seek him, you will find him. And when you find him, you find that that is where you have your peace. That is where you have your victory. Because he has already entered into a covenant to bless you. A covenant of blessing. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 10. Isaiah 54 verse 10. It says, for the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you. And my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. He said he will not remove his covenant. His steadfast love shall be released unto you. You continue to experience the steadfast love of the Lord. His steadfast love never ceases. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is calling you today. He said, come unto me, come unto me, come unto me. And when you hearken to that voice, brothers and sisters, you will receive that peace. That covenant which he has made, you begin to become a partaker of that covenant. And I pray that indeed that will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. But Jesus is not just calling you. When he calls you, and after you have received your salvation, he wants you to do some other things. He wants you to witness to people. He wants your light to shine. He wants his glory to be seen in your life. He wants you to tell people about what he has done for you, what he's doing for you, and what he will do for them too. Tell the world about it. Evangelize. The book of Isaiah chapter 32 verse 3 says, the eyes of those who see will not be closed, and the ears of those who hear will give attention. Say the heart of the hasty will understand and know, and the tongue of the stammerer will hasten to speak distinctly. God is ready to use you. He is ready to use you to talk to the people and bring them to him. Isaiah chapter 44 verse 23 says, he says, sing, O heaven, for the Lord has done it. Sing, tell the people what the Lord has done. Shout, O depth of the earth. Break forth into singing, O mountain, O forest, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and you'll be glorified in Israel. The Lord will be glorified in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you are hearing me, I'm giving you this unique opportunity to come to Him, to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. Everyone who have listened to this message, the glory of God will be seen in your life. The power of God will be demonstrated in your life. The Lord will do something awesome, something glorious in your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will never shed tears of sorrow. What is giving you joy will never turn to sorrow. Enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.